Father, we thank you. We worship you. We thank you for your love and your grace. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. You are awesome, God. You are awesome. Awesome to us. Awesome in your creation. Awesome in all that you do. We bless your name. Mighty are you, O God, and wondrous are the works of your hands. Be thou glorified forever. Thank you for a wonderful day like this. Thank you, Jesus, because we are gathered here at your presence to learn at your feet. And we thank you most importantly because you are here with us. Be thou exalted, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask humbly that you speak to us yourself. We don't want to see man, but we want to see you glorified. Father, bless our hearts and transform our lives. For in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. If there is someone joyful in the house, shout hallelujah. Please, I would like us to take our seats as kings and queens in the house of our Father. Amen. I must confess, it is with great joy that I stand before you all tonight on this highly exalted altar to relay a message from our Heavenly Father. But before I go on, I would like to give honor to whom honor is due. And so I want to thank my Father, my Heavenly Father, Abba Father, for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted, and I say thank you, Father. And I sincerely want to thank my father and the Lord and my mother in Israel, my father and my own mommy, Pastor and Pastor Mrs. E.A. Adeboye, for their love and support to us as children, as teenagers. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy. God bless you both. Now, in Yoruba say, Eku ise Oluwa, but in our generation, we say, well done, sir. Well done, ma. God bless you indeed. And to all my daddies and mommies on the altar, we are really grateful. Thank you so much. May you live long for all of us in the name of Jesus. Now, is there someone that is expectant in the house? If you know and you are sure that Abba Father is going to visit you tonight in a special way, shout hallelujah. Amen. Now, reading through the Bible, I discovered that when God wants to say something very important, he takes his time. Our God is an awesome God, and so he doesn't mix his words. When he was going to call Samuel to ordain him as a priest, he said, Samuel, Samuel. When he was going to call Saul of Tarsus to ordain him to speak and preach his gospel to the Gentiles, he said, Saul, Saul. When he was going to tell Martha that thing which is needful, he said, Martha, Martha. And when he was going to tell Nicodemus the key to entering the kingdom of God, he said, verily, verily. Now God has taken us through Abba Father part one, Abba Father part two, and here we are again, Abba Father part three, meaning God is not done with us yet. And so I speak to you tonight, if there is anything that is happening in your life, if there is anything that is still troubling you, I pray for you tonight that the Lord will settle it mightily in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickly, I would like us to please open our Bibles to the book of John chapter 10 verse 30. We'll be taking our Bible text from John chapter 10 verse 30. Please let's all open our Bibles. I want us to read together. It's a very short verse. John chapter 10 verse 30. And I read from here. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. And that's going to be the central topic of today's ministration. Now we're saying here that Jesus said himself and Abba Father are one, not two, not half plus half. Jesus and the Father are one. Now this might seem like a fallacious statement to some of us. How can the Son and the Father be one? But I'll prove this to you. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 1 verse 1. John chapter 1 verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And that same Word was God. The Word was God. Now, even in verse 14 of that same John chapter 1, we said the Word became flesh. John chapter 1 verse 14. The Word, that same Word that is God, became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we know that no doubt the Word of God is Jesus, and the Word was God. Jesus, the only begotten Son of the Father, is God. Amen. No wonder Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. It says Jesus is the express image of God, the image of the invisible God. It says the firstborn of every creature. Similarly, in John chapter 14, he tells us, he says, I am the way. He didn't say he was one of the ways. I am the way. He says, I am the truth, not a part of the truth. He is the complete truth. And he also told us, he said, I am the life, not a kind of life. Now, I want to strongly believe that Bible makes no mistakes when he uses certain articles. And so when he says the definite the, it means there is just one, no other. And so when he says he is the way, the truth, the life, then there is no other. And there is no other access to Abba Father except Jesus. Hallelujah. Now quickly, I would like us to go on a very short journey to discover the relationship between Abba Father and the Son. I'd like us to open our Bibles to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, as we discuss on the relationship between Abba Father and the Son. In John chapter 15 verse 1, Jesus was speaking and he said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. He made no mistake when he said the true vine, meaning there might be so many vines, but there is just one true vine. No wonder he said also in the book of John, it says, I am the good shepherd, meaning we have such a father and son that is different from any other. He stands out, he is distinct, and he's the sure way to getting life. He says, I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. We have the true vine, and we have the husbandman. The husbandman, the vine dresser, he cultivates the vine. He dresses the vine, gives the vine every necessary nutrient it needs to grow. Oh, what a wonderful father there is to this son. Even in verse 2, it says the father prunes the vine, and every branch that beareth not fruit, it purges, it takes away. Every branch that beareth not fruit, we see the father caring for the vine here. He says, and the branches that bear fruit, he prunes them in such a way that they can bear much fruit, in such a way that they can become better. I speak for you tonight. In case you'll be going through one thing or the other, and it looks like God's face is not turned to your side, I say, God is making you a better you. God is panel beating you in such a way that when people see you, they see the glory of the Father radiating over your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible also tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, whom the Father loveth, he chastiseth. Not only does our Father love us, care for us, provide for us, and make sure that our joy is full, he also chastises us, he also corrects us, he also drills us, disciplines us, so that we can become perfect. The Bible says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Hallelujah. Now, our second point in John chapter 15 is taken from the very verse 3 of John chapter 15. Verse 3, it says, you are already clean because of the word, that same word which I have spoken to you. No wonder in John chapter 17, verse 17, the Bible says, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. That same word that we have been discussing, the word of God, is truth. And it is the word of God that has the ability to cleanse us, that has the ability to purge us, that has the ability to clean us and make us pure, justify us, sanctify us, and consecrate us before the Father. Hallelujah. And that's why I will encourage each and every one of us tonight. Get deep into the word. Get connected to the source. Get back to the word. Everything you will ever need is hidden right there in the word of God, which is enwrapped, encapsulated in the person of Jesus Christ, is all you need to survive, is all you need to go through this world. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful. It is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And that same word is the word that is able to keep you from falling. This word of God is the mirror of our lives. And so when it looks like things are coming our way and we do not have a direction, I direct you to the word, the very source, the true vine from which all of life springs forth. And I pray for you tonight, as you return to the source, the Lord himself will spring forth mightily in your life in the name of Jesus. And also from John chapter 15 that we're discovering, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 15 verse 10, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. The Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. So if you keep his commandments, you abide in his love. And in verse 13, it tells us, it says, greater love hath no man than this, to lay down his lives for his friends. Greater love hath no man than this, but to lay down his life for his friends. The Bible tells me that while we were yet sinners, while we were still in our sins, before we even knew what sin was, Christ already died for us. And here he's calling us his friends, meaning he already ordained us to be his friends even before we knew it, even before we understood it. He loved us so much that he gave himself for us. Oh, what manner of love the Father has for us. And now he has called you his friends, his friends, his friends. Permit me to say this. I would like to speak in vernacular. Some people say, Eru Olorun ni mi, which means I am a slave of God. And some others say, Omo ise Olorun ni mi, which means I am a servant of God. But I put it forth to you today, Omo banimi, Omo bibinu Jesu, I am the son of God. I stand upon the authority that I have in Christ, and I speak to you tonight. If you are sure, and you are sure that Jesus is in you, then speak, I am a son of God. And not only am I a son, say, I am a friend of God. Because Christ died for you and reconciled you to Abba Father, you have become the son of Abba Father. Hallelujah. Now, how do I know this? In Romans chapter 8, verse 15, Romans chapter 8, verse 15, the Bible tells us that you have not received the spirit of bondage, the spirit of bondage to fear. No. But what have we received? The spirit of adoption. We've discussed Abba Father, we've discussed the Son, the Word of God, and now we see his spirit in us, the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father, Abba Father. Even in Galatians chapter 4, Galatians chapter 4, from verse 6 to 7, it says, he has poured out the spirit of his Son in our hearts. He has spread his spirit abroad. Oh, he has loved us so much and given us his spirit freely. Why? That we might become joint heirs and no longer servants, but joint heirs with him. Amen. This means we are not just shareholders, co-shareholders in the kingdom of God. No, but we are joint heirs with the Father. And so if Jesus and the Father are one, and we are the branches of this true vine, and we become one with him. Hallelujah. Now, if you're still not convinced that you are one with the Father, please let's all open our Bibles to John chapter 17. I'd like to show us a truth from there. John chapter 17. Read from verse 21. John chapter 17 from verse 21. It says, and the glory that they all may be one, that they all, Jesus speaking, it says that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. Remember, we discussed that Jesus and the Father are one. It says that they also may be one in us. Jesus wants us to be one in him. And he says that the world may believe that she sent me. Verse 22, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. Hallelujah. So Jesus has reconciled us to the Father. As himself and the Father are one, we have become one with him. We have become joint heirs with him. If there is anyone in the house joyful today that you have become one with Abba Father, that you are no longer on your own, but you have divine connection with the true source, the Abba Father, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, shout hallelujah. Maybe some of us are not still convinced. The Bible tells us what manner of love the Father has for us. What is man that thou art mindful of him. But yet, when God was creating all things in Genesis, the Bible says he created all things and they were good. In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our existence. There is no other life outside Christ. There is no other life outside Christ. The true life, he has given us the way to follow. And he says, come unto me, come unto me. I don't care how you came here tonight. You might have come with so many burdens. You might have come here as a hypocrite, as a liar, as a cheat. Come unto Jesus tonight. There is only one way, no other way but Jesus. And I pray that as you surrender to him, when daddy gives the call of salvation, I pray that he will turn your life around. He will make you not just a friend, but a son in the name of Jesus. Now we've been talking about sons. What about daughters? Does it mean God makes no provision for the women? After all, I am a lady myself. Not at all. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. The Bible says, and God created man. God created man. Male and female created he them. And so that means God holds both man and woman in high esteem from the very beginning, from the foundations of the world. The Bible tells us in Joel chapter 2, verse 27. Joel chapter 2, verse 27. It says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, regardless of how you are, regardless of your race, regardless of your color, regardless of your background. It says, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And then he says, my sons and daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. No wonder in Acts chapter 21, Acts chapter 21, we see the children of Philip the evangelist, the four daughters of Philip the evangelist, they were not just virgins, but they occupied the post of prophets. Meaning God is not just concerned about our moral uprightness. He's also concerned about our spiritual development. And so I put it forth to you tonight. Get connected to him. Get connected to him. It doesn't matter how you are. It doesn't matter how you look. You are beautiful before your Father. He has made you in his image and in his likeness. And you are one with him. Praise God. To crown it all, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 says, there is neither free nor bond. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither male nor female. We are all one in Christ. In Christ. Emphasis on in Christ. We are all one in Christ. Because apart from him, we can do nothing. We are all one in Christ. So if you're here tonight, and you have not yet been engrafted into sonship, you don't know the Son. You cannot assess the Father. You might have been speaking about him, like the two disciples who were walking with Jesus on their way to Emmaus. They walked right beside Jesus in Luke chapter 24. Yet their eyes were blinded and they did not even know that Jesus was right beside them. If you're in that situation, I pray for you tonight that the Lord will open your eyes of understanding that you might know and have access to the Son and to Abba Father in the name of Jesus. So whatever your sins might be, because you do not need to catch a fish, clean a fish first before catching it in the river. No, we bring it out first before cleaning it. And so don't see yourself as too dirty before God. God wants you just the way you are. He's ready to accept you. He already died for you. He already sealed all that is concerning you. He just wants you to come to him. And so I plead with us. Do not miss this opportunity. God is waiting for someone here. He wants to turn your life around. He wants to give you joy that a father gives to a son. He wants to have that friendship, that relationship, that connection with him. He doesn't want you to lose out. The Bible says he wishes above all things that we prosper in our souls, in our bodies, in all that concerns us. He doesn't want sorrow here and joy here. No, he wants our joy to be full. It's a complete package in Christ. It is not half good and half bad. In God, all things are good. All things are perfect. And so if there is joy in your heart tonight, that you are one with the Father and one with the Son, and the Spirit of God has been poured out into our hearts, please let's rise up with joy as we celebrate Abba Father, the one who loved us while we were yet sinners. Just go ahead and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for reconciling me to yourself. Thank you for giving me the status of a son. No longer am I a slave. No longer am I a servant, but I am a son. I am one with you. Go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father, because we were not worthy of it, but you counted us worthy and grafted us and brought us into you. And we are all one with Christ. We are joint heirs in the body, Christ the head, and we the body. We celebrate you, our Father, for in Jesus' name we've prayed. Quickly, I would like us to take these prayer points. The first says, Father, Father, let you and me be one in speech, in character, in every area of my life. Make me one with you. Go ahead and talk to your Father. Say, Abba, Father, I want to be one with you in every area of my life. I don't want to look like you in one part and then resemble something else in the other part. I cannot serve God and mammon. I want to be one with you. I want my life to be aligned with you. Make me one with you in the name of Jesus. In all that concerns me, make me one with you, Father. For in Jesus' name we prayed. Let's pray, Father. Father, please keep me connected with you in this world. Father, please keep me connected with you in this world. Don't let my eyes roam about or be moved or distracted by the frivolities of this world. Father, please keep me connected with you. Go ahead and talk to your Father. The Bible says we are pilgrims here on earth. Father, while I am here, keep me connected to you. I would not lose my ground. I would not lose my connection to the source, but I would remain one with you till the very end. In the name of Jesus, for that connection, that divine connection, I don't want to lose it, because without you, I'm nothing. Keep me connected, dear Father. Keep me connected, O Lord. For in Jesus' awesome name, we prayed. Now let's remember that when Jesus was leaving, he said, I am going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. We thank God because once we are in him, we have a focus. And that focus is to reign eternally with him in heaven, right here on earth and in heaven for eternity. So go ahead and talk to God and say, Father, let me never be separated from you. Let me never be separated from you right here and even in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Talk to your Father like you mean it. If you love God and you love what it means to be in connection with the Father, say, Father, help me never to be separated from you, in the name of Jesus. Your word has said that we are one with you. Father, help me never to be separated from you. What shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall trials, shall sufferings? Nothing at all, because we are more than conquerors through Christ. Father, let nothing separate me from you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, because even before we asked, you've answered. Give him all the praise and glory. Abba, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for your Son, which is the Word. And we thank you for your Spirit. Give him worship. Give him worship. Be thou exalted forever. For in Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. We can never thank you enough. Thank you, Abba, Father. We did not request for it, but in your love and your mercy, you brought us to you. Father, we say, accept our praise in the name of Jesus. We have heard that the Son is one with the Father. And because we have become sons of God, male and female sons of God, Father, we ask in your name that you keep us in you, you protect us and guide us, and you keep us following your footsteps till the close of age, in the name of Jesus. And even when we reign with you eternally, nothing will cut us short, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, Father, for in Jesus' name we prayed. Hallelujah. As we take our seats, I want to remind us, sonship is not about gender. Sonship is not about our works. Sonship is not about the anointing. Sonship is not about wealth. Sonship to Abba Father, it's about Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, I have a Father. I have a Father. Who did it? Jesus. Oh my God. Wow, hallelujah.